But now, if Louise can speak.
Well, this is going to be a Q&A, right? Well, first, before beginning, after seeing this, I have wisdom, this kind of experience with the products all over the country, in many countries. I know that in a Nikkei day, in a regular Nikkei day, that could be any day, something special is happening somewhere in the world. Someone is discovering something because of you, because you are enough brave to open your mouth and share this with others. And when that happens, some kind of miracles happen. Because the magic of Nikkei is not the product, it's not the technology, it's your heart. It's the heart of any of you, all of you, is your heart. Your heart has a message. And this message is what a human wants to say to another human. But sometimes we, because of the way we were right and the way we had to work and find a living, sometimes we have to forget. Keep apart what we really are. That's why you can call me. That's why I'm here. Every day, when I woke up, it is like a, whoa. Today, when I was sleeping, in Europe something happened. Someone discovered something because our European family were working when I was sleeping. Right? And now, we are going, when they are sleeping, we are working. So, 24 hours, something is happening. And when we hear this kind of love and energy and happenings and miracles, I think that we are where we need to be. But at the same time, I think that this community deserves to be much bigger. This community, I call this the International Wellness Community of Nikkei. It's not a product, it's not a business. We have a mission beyond that is to expand this community. A community where we don't judge the others. We don't say things about others in the bad way. We always look for the positive. Then, I saw many people that came here. I remember one lady coming in the Ecuadorian office, One day she came so angry. Pissed off. She just came yelling and she scolded all my customer service team. And I heard that and I went out of my office and I stand beside her and I said, "It looks like you had a very bad day, friend." She said, "Yes, come to my office. Let's talk. What happened?" And she talked about what happened during the day. And I told her, "That's fantastic. That's an experience. And now you have the chance and the opportunity to choose how you want to behave in front of these situations you had today. You can go to the wrong or you can go to the good. When you squeeze an orange, what comes from out of the orange? Orange juice. Right? Always comes orange juice. When you squeeze a grapefruit, what comes from out of the grapefruit? Yes? When someone squeezes your heart, what comes from your heart?
Blood.
Anger? Sadness? Depression? What comes from your heart when someone pressures you? More than 2,000 years ago, someone teach us that whatever happens, when in the worst situation, always comes love. So it is our choice to, from now on, to choose what is coming out from our hearts in any moment in our lives. So we are here for something, and I'm sure that we are here to expand this international wellness community, because we are not teaching a way to live. We are open the doors that every single people can find the way that they want to live. We are not trying to make people to think as we think. We are just opening doors where people will find their own happiness. And that, for me, is the biggest thing. Well, ready for Q&A. Any question? You're free to shoot. Any questions? My goal?
For 2020.
I cannot answer how much I want to expand. I just can say how much you want to expand your business. I want to be there with the right tools, with the trainings, supporting the leaders that make able that all of you can expand your business in the size you want to expand. That's my main purpose. That you'll be able to expand your business in the size you want to expand. I think that's much better. Yeah.
So, but usually in sales you don't work that way.
Yeah, but I'm not in sales. I'm in a human in activity. Yeah, that's the difference. I can go with the numbers, but the numbers never tell us how big we can be. It's like a limit too much. Every single people with their own energy together expands beyond what we can think. I have seen this many times. So it is, and also you have. Ron?
Yes. Could you explain your pool analogy? It's just so good this afternoon.
Okay, but we share it at the table?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Well, the analogy that I did at the table is that when we talk about Niken, we have different activities in Niken that you can choose, you are free to choose. Because the most important thing in Niken is not you to become successful. It's to you become a happy person. That's one of the most important goals. But here is something interesting. We have, here is Niken. Here is our goal. Our goal is humans be more, 5 pillars of health, and expand a business. Right? The money comes from here. Here is where we can expand the business. Expand the vision, expand our mission, okay? Some people choose in this mirror, right? This is in the center. Some people choose go this way. In this way, you will find that are people willing to help others. They are in the helping others business. That is wonderful. I think that's wonderful. But don't try to make a lot of money here. Will not happen. Because your purpose, your objective is just the only part you pick of the whole thing is helping people. You have many things here. Here are those all together. But if you move a little bit this way, you have here helping others. And you make your life helping others, and that's fine. That's beautiful. If you are so happy doing that, that's something that is good. It's really good. Others went to the other side. These people choose to do the training business. Yes? When we go just for the training business, it's also a business that will give you some income, but it's full training business. Okay? This is another business that you can choose in these whole activities. When you go in the center, you will find that you can do many things. Helping others, training others, and build a business, and spread the vision and the mission. Okay? Yeah. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, once I say this, I have to share with you something that we were working on some years ago. We find out that we have, regarding products, we have three behaviors. Three basic behaviors regarding products. The first one is be customer and user. How many people do you know that are happy users?
Yeah.
Many? What happens when you start pushing them to become distributors and network marketers? What happens? Their happiness, boom! They are not happy anymore. They are happy with the product, but they are not happy with this community pushing them to become successful, to become silver, because they are so honest that they say, I'm very happy being a user. Why do you want to convert me in another thing that I'm not willing to? Right? But because of our eyes that we have want to see others become something else, that's your expectation, not the person's expectation. Okay? Sometimes I heard that leader say, my team is not committed. I say, are they not committed or you don't know their purposes? What is the right thing? Have you ever taken your time to know enough them to know what is their purpose, the individual purpose? What they want to, what kind of solution they are looking for in their lives? For example, I can go to this today with all my respect. This is something that I use very much in Latin America, but I can go to Walmart and at the cashier can say, I am diamond. The cashier will say, well, I am Pisces, you have to pay. What I want to say, yeah, it is important. It is important. But you need to have enough income, right, to be an example in the field. But that is not an important thing. It's not much important. What happens if you are nice with the cashier? And she had a very bad day, but you give her 1-4. What happened? What happened? You are giving to her a chance to choose a different thing or not, right? Maybe this is the best way to contact, the best way to prospect. I think that it is. Well, the second group regarding the product is become a wholesaler. You build a team, you go to silver, you go to gold, you do some meetings, and you are a wholesaler. That is also good. If you are happy, you are fine. It's fine. It's really good. And the third one is become an enterprise, become a franchisor. Someone to that creates more business and support business and train business. Right? But if someone is a wholesaler, is so happy being wholesaler, why do you want to this person become a franchisor? Maybe they don't want to. You want, but they don't. Okay? So it is very important that we find a way to create this conversation with people and find what really they want and be there for any moment of their lives. Okay? Well, saying this, what happened in our groups in south of the border, one lady came to me and said, yeah, I am a wholesaler. And you are happy. Yeah, I'm happy. You took on the pressure that I had to become a leader. I didn't want to become a leader, but you opened the door, you opened a window. I got fresh air. I can continue Nikken without being a leader. You have to see her smile. She was so happy knowing that she didn't need to become a leader. She was so happy. Now she became a leader. Yeah. Now she's Rava. But because she didn't need the pressure to become a leader. Okay? Well, this is about the product. Regarding the business, I have this analogy that is five levels. When you learn how to swim, it is for different reasons. And then you choose to do different things with swimming. First, you will learn swimming to have fun in summers. Okay? That's fine. It's beautiful. You have fun. The second group of swimmers, they become lifeguards. Their intention is rescue people in danger. Right? That's also wonderful. The third group is those that like the medals, competing, going to the Olympics. They are high competitors. Right? The fourth group is those that want to become trainers. They love train people, they love teach people how to swim. It's beautiful also. And the fifth group is the person that owns the pool. The way that this works is totally different. How much training does the first group need? How many hours they have to train a week? Nothing. they are waiting for summer to go out to the beach and go to the pool, right? And don't die sinking. Okay? The second group is the lifeguards. Do they train? A little bit. They have good physical condition. They have to be fast swimming. Right? They know how to swim in different types of waters and rivers. And that they are trained for that. Okay? The third group, the competitors. How much they have to train? 7 hours a day, at least. If you are going to the Olympics, you stay 7 hours in land. The rest is in the water. Okay? When you want to become the trainer, do you train as trainer? Yes, the trainers also train. But they train from 2 to 3, they have a group. From 3 to 4, they have another group. From 4 to 5, they have another group. And they have these competitors training from 5 to 9 at night. That's the trainer's life. If you see that as a trainer, you don't have a life. You cannot live training people. Okay? But the fifth group is the owner of the pool. You invest in a pool. Right?
Yeah.
You need students coming to learn how to swim in your pool. So you need a group of people that go out and sell the idea to bring people to the pool, isn't it? You need a sales team. Right? You need a sales team. And you have to pay them for bringing people. Or not? Well, all your directs are paid if they bring someone. Bringing someone means sell the product. If you sell the product, now they have the first key to start swimming in the wellness world. Okay? Do you need trainers? Do you need trainers? Of course you need trainers. Do you need to have a program? Daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, by semester, and yearly programs. Right? It's totally different approach. Totally different. The only thing that you have to make sure is where is your mindset? In which of these three groups regarding the product, in which of these five groups regarding the business in which you are. And you have to ask, am I happy in this group? If the answer is yes, don't try hard to become something that you don't want to become. Stay there and be happy. Right? But if you own a pool and you don't have students and the water is getting green, you have to do something. You have to do something. It's urgent, isn't it? So this is what we were sharing at the at the table, and if they just comparison analogy for you to decide where you are and where you want to be. Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing. What happens if you have you are the owner of this pool? Yes. And you have tools that can help you to do your work better. It's great, isn't it? But what happens if we create the tools and nobody has the tools? It's a waste of time, isn't it? So, I'm going to do the work in the company to support those pool owners. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes? I'm not, that's why I'm not promising nothing else than creating tools. Okay? That's something that we are going to be working. You make sure that you have the business. Okay? You in reality, you don't need these tools to have the business. That's the reality. How many years we did the business selling insoles to become silver? 20,000 points in a month. Selling insoles. Who did that in the past? Of course you did. All those that have 25 to 25 years old or more, they did that. Do they have tools? No. I saw the magazine that you had. Kurt brought me a very, very old magazine, 1994, 90, something like that. And I saw that magazine. Many of you were there. But this magazine was not good quality magazine. We reviewed the tools, I reviewed the whole tools that we had in the past. At that beginning we didn't have tools. That's why when Mike shares his first experience, he brought this company to someone to say, this is the business, nothing else. Some people told me that they were doing like a rollout with a copy of in the paper saying that this is something that it will work like this. There is a business like that. Intention plus mechanism equals result. 100% of intention drives you to 100% of result. I trust in that very much. Yes, Mike.
My question, with such a great pedigree of success from very humble beginnings to the epoch of success in Latin America, what are you most proud of in terms of your accomplishments in Latin America?
I am proud of every month. I love is to see the list of the checks we will pay. That's where I see if we are going to somewhere or not. And I don't see the top 10. I don't care the top 10. Sorry. Because you care of yourself. But from the other, I love to see the new people that are experiencing $200, $300, $500. I see how many of them are in every month. And if this number is increasing, I say, yes, we are delivering the message. We are delivering the message. And this made me go to do trainings, to do coaching, to work with one-to-one, to support events, to create things. And when I see the checks again, I say, yes, we need to go with more energy. And we go every month like that. I don't see just the self. For me, the self don't tell me nothing. What tells me what is happening is the checks. The more checks we are paying in a small amount, we are delivering the message. We are changing the vision of thousands of people. Okay, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to piggyback on Mike, since I'm going to be very, very careful in choosing our words based on what you just said. It's not so much about the sale, it's about developing relationships with the people and the country. In your quick analysis of North America, what do you see as the greatest area that we can improve to make more checks going out, besides the sale?
Okay,
so, quick analysis in your position, what is the greatest area of improvement that we can do in the field in North America?
Okay, North America is a pioneer for Latin America. I started my business career in ICANN, learning and applying things that you make successful. When Dave and Valerie Johnson came to support the group in Mexico, hanging a baby, doing the humans be more, that it was 3 days humans be more, and they had their baby with them, I don't know, she's like a 25, 20, like a something, she must be, right? So she was in some of the corners there, she behaved very well. Tom Watanabe was doing the training. He's a great trainer. So he was doing the training, the silver training at that time. And something else happened. Then Mike came with a bouquet and some others, and they created a program to come every month, every week. They were there for 2 years. They rent an apartment. Answering your question, I will return the questions to you. I want to know if you have the seed of the future success in your hand. Do you have that?
Yes.
Do you? You have the seed? Because someone came to Mexico to put those seeds, right? And they came every month to make sure that these new leaders were growing healthy and knowing the direction where the sun is. Okay? What happened later? Later, these new plants, successful plants, became to use to the Mexico soil, la tierra, la soil Mexico, and this energy brought the idea to tropicalize, yo digo tropicalizar, the business for South America. Right? So, for North America, I see here many seeds that are waiting to be planted. Yes? Okay, so, what we are going to do? Well, we are going to, together, we are going to do a whole movement in North America to plant many of these seeds, and we have to create a wood, a forest of wellness everywhere we go. I can see that. You already have that. But what I see in all of you is that you are carrying this torch for years. For years. Looking for these people that want to share the fire with you. These people, Dennis, Ruth, Dave, Valerie, Mike, and all those that have are the founders of meeting in North America, they still carrying the torch, telling us where to go. They are doing that. In this last year, they had storms, rains, winds, hurricanes, tornadoes, and they stay with the torch there. When we came out of this kind of crisis, we see the light. And now the light is in Nathan Hilt. That's why we came here, isn't it? Right? Now you are going to take that fire, and you are going to take that fire to your place. And you will share this fire with many others, isn't it? Or you are going to keep for yourself. If you keep this torch, this fire for your own purpose and for yourself, maybe your house is going to burn. in the metaphoric way. So you need to take this torch and bring this out of your house and give to others. Take the torch and share the fire with many others that are waiting. They are waiting at your light. I believe that. I saw that many times. I got to many countries alone in the airport the first day I got there. I went to live to Panama 1 year to open Panama. I went to live to Ecuador to open Ecuador. I went to live in Colombia 1 year, in Bogota. And I traveled many, many cities in Colombia. People told me, it's dangerous. But I have a message. What can I do? My message is bigger than my fear. What can I do with that? I have to go. I cannot walk away, wake up one day and keep my mouth closed. I cannot. Some of the ladies in Mexico said, if you want to open your business, do this up. And start shopping. If you want to close your business, you say, and your business is closed. So open your business. Open your business. Close your business. Okay? So share and share everywhere you go. If the best prospect, take note of it. The best prospect. Who is the best prospect? If the person is breathing, and this person drinks water, and if this person sleeps and has to eat food, it's a good prospect. It is, for sure. If it's not breathing, don't try too much. Okay? It's a good advice. Yes, another question. The last one? The time? Yes.
What can we do as consultants to best help and support the corporate side?
You are doing that. You have been doing that for years. We are there because of you. Whatever happens, you have been there. Now it's our time. It's our time to start doing our part. We need it. We have to do whatever happens, we have to do that. I think that in the position of Mr. Fuli was not easy. Was not easy. Never, never, never. I think that he wake up one day and say, I want to make your life very miserable. I don't think so. He will never shoot his foot. Never. I think that he needs to do many things that was not easy to do, but he had to. But now is the time. The time came. It's a good moment. It's a very good moment. So, are we together in this?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to work together with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Are we going to have success in something? Yes. Are we going to have bad days? Yes, we will. But if we are together and we have the best intentions to make this happen, this will happen. It's a family. Or do you think that in the family everything is very nice? You have bad days, isn't it? But we stick together. What happened later? Right? Good things happen. Always good things happen. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.